This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But we do remain on high alert here at DHS and CISA throughout the day and beyond to make sure that the integrity of our election infrastructure is maintained.
This machine is broken. Virtue locks, and this machine is locked, just like that.
When they're back up, we will scan the ballots. And that's something that has to happen. We don't just, you know, set them to the side.
Things are very fishy in Denmark.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Al Gore, when he lost in a very close, ultimately Supreme Court decided vote, he took a bullet for the country. Donald Trump will put a bullet into the country if the president does lose, does contest the vote. We could have a prolonged period where we don't have a legitimate transfer of power.
It seems pretty clear that if the Biden campaign believes they're on a path toward victory, even if it's going to take some time, he's going to start acting as president right away.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
President Trump got off the trail at nearly 4 a.m. We left it all on the field, and you have Biden finally out of the basement on Election Day trying to catch up with President Trump. But voters are wise, voters are smart, and they see if he can try to make up time here on Election Day, but voters see through that.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have made America powerful again. We have made America wealthy again. We have made America strong again. We have made America proud again. We have made America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's Election Day. Welcome to the show. If you haven't voted yet, please get out and vote. You have hours and hours wherever you are to get out and vote. There's plenty of time, and some of these states could be close in the final counts. Joining us now to talk about the Election Day is Eric Trump, one of the president's sons. Eric, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. I'm on, and so is Grace here with me.
Hey, Howie, and hey, Grace. How are you guys? It's great to be back on.
So where are you right now, Eric?
So I'm down in Washington, D.C. I'm officially Howie in the swamp, and I don't like being in the swamp. My father doesn't like being in the swamp either. It's kind of interesting. But we got back from Michigan at 4 a.m. He did six rallies yesterday. I was with him for the last four. I've done over 200 events in the last 70 days just myself, and I mean, countless amounts of radio and TV. I mean, as a family, same with Don, same with my wife, Laura, Ivanka, the First Lady. I mean, it's we've been to every corner of every single state, and we've left it all on the field. There's literally nothing more that we could have done. We fought as a family, and I think we're going to have a beautiful night tonight. I mean, I really believe we're going to have a beautiful tonight. I think there's certain states, New Hampshire is one of them. People have to get out, Howie. They have to vote. It is going to be razor thin, completely winnable. I've always said we've got to flip New Hampshire red, but I really believe we can turn it. I really believe we will turn it. People have to get out and vote, but I think we're going to have a beautiful night tonight.
Yeah, and the second congressional district in Maine too. I mean, that's one vote.
But, that's right.
You know,
that's
you
right.
Only need 270. So get out there and vote in the second congressional. Vote everywhere, actually. But you know, New Hampshire. We're hearing that the turnout in New Hampshire is very high, and as you know, there's a Republican challenger for Congress who's running ahead of the Democrat and incumbent. So that's that could be a good sign in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, Howie, I've spent a lot of time in New Hampshire, and I've spent a lot of time in Maine. In fact, one of the most fun events I had. I mean, I was in New Hampshire at a bunch of diners and other things last week, and I mean the energy there was incredible. And then I was up in Maine. I did an event, a big rally right on the docks, you know, for all the lobstermen up there, and it was unbelievable. The love in Maine and the love in New Hampshire has been absolutely unbelievable. And you'll remember, I mean, we only lost New Hampshire by 2,700 votes. Right. We didn't have the apparatus that we did right now. We didn't have, my father certainly didn't have the track record that he has right now. I mean, look what he's done with our economy. Look what he's done rebuilding our military. And look what he's done for criminal justice reform and look what he's done, cutting people's taxes, making, you know, this nation energy independent and building the southern border. I mean, the lowest amounts of drugs ever coming into our nation right now, the lowest amounts of human trafficking. Look what he's done for the, you know, opioid epidemic that we have in this country. I mean, I could go on and on for hours. I mean, look what he's done to protect faith in this country and our Second Amendment and our Constitution, our way of life. I mean, you have a Democratic Party that wants to raise your taxes by $4 trillion. They want to attack law enforcement officers, and they want to burn the flag, and their biggest priority is banning plastic straws. And you have my father, who wants the wealthiest nation in the history of the world, the strongest nation in the history of the world, and frankly, he's already done it. I mean, he's already done it. And so if you look at a state that's 2,700 votes, when we didn't have the apparatus, when we were untested versus...
And there are a lot fewer students in New Hampshire now than there were 4 years ago with all these COVID lockdowns. I mean, I think that's what really put Hillary over the top in New Hampshire was all these same-day voter registrations with these students. And again, there are a lot fewer of them around now than there were 4 years ago. But it's really important to get
that,
out in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that, I mean, the Latina support, the African-American support that my father has, and, you know, the business support, the evangelical support, the Catholic support, the business owner support. I mean, you know, he saved manufacturing in this country. He brought it back by largest tax cuts in the history of our nation. And listen, he's done a phenomenal job, and New Hampshire is 100% in reach. It is going to be a razor's edge, and I just... If you haven't voted and you're listening right now, get out there. You still have a couple hours. Get out to the polls. We can win New Hampshire. We can turn New Hampshire red. Same with Maine. Same with Maine. Critically important. I promise my father will never let you down.
What's the status in Pennsylvania? We're hearing about problems on both ends of the state, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, especially in Philadelphia. Yeah. There's all sorts of... weird Democrat nonsense going on.
Yeah, there is. I mean, they literally have cheat sheets in the polls on who to vote for. All sorts of games are being played there. All sorts of games. They won't let poll watchers. This is in Philadelphia specifically. They won't let poll watchers in the polls, even ones obviously with the certificates, who've been approved to be poll watchers. They're not letting them in. They're wearing, you know, Biden masks in some of the precincts down there. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, welcome to Philadelphia. This it's not unusual. This happens every single election cycle. This is exactly what happens in Philadelphia. I mean, they literally won't let a Republican poll watcher go into the polls. But Pennsylvania feels great to me. I mean, you should have seen the crowds in Scranton yesterday. I mean, I've spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania campaigning through the state, and everywhere I go, and I'm not the candidate, Howie, you know this, and I'll have 1,000 people show up for me, 800, 1,000 people show up for me in every corner of the state, and the amount of yard signs and the amount of love, it's unbelievable. There's a little bakery that does Biden cookies and Trump cookies. They sold 27,000 Trump cookies. They sold 5,100 Biden cookies. I mean, Pennsylvania feels great. There are games that get played in Pennsylvania, and our teams are all over it. People have to get out in Pennsylvania as well. It is critically, critically important state. If you win Pennsylvania, I think you win the country. But again, New Hampshire is critically important, and Maine is critically important, and they're going to be thin margins as they always are, and that's why every single vote matters.
Right. You guys have worked so hard. Your entire family has, especially your father, and as he said this morning, he didn't leave anything out there. He just put everything into it, and. That's the least we can do is to get out and vote and, back him up. And the more votes that are run up, the harder it's going to be for the Democrats, whether they're in Philadelphia or anywhere else, to steal the elections. Now, Eric, you're the president's son. Now, the vice president, the former vice president, has a son, too. Where is Hunter campaigning today, Eric?
It's kind of interesting. It kind of is interesting. Where is Hunter these days? I mean, if I did 1/1000th of 100, I'd be in jail. I mean, could you imagine if I had an email that said $10 million to be held by E, in my case, Eric, he said H for Hunter, for the big guy. Or if I had an email that says, please don't use Joe Biden's name in email. He's very paranoid. He only wants to meet in person. I mean, this is dirty stuff. And yeah, he's nowhere to be found. And
You don't have to kick up 50% to the big guy, do you, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. Another email. Unlike what Dad makes me do, I'm not going to make you pay me 50% of what I earn. I mean, you know, go figure. And listen, a senator makes a lot of money. They make $174,000 a year. But you look at his houses. When I say houses, he has, you know, a house in Wilmington, Delaware. He has another beach house. You look at his two houses, and he's not paying the mortgages and the upkeep on those houses with what he makes as a senator. And, you know, just I encourage anybody to Google a picture of those houses. How is he paying for them? You know, as a senator for 47 years, Howie, I'm 37. I've got two kids and a beard. I mean, how in the world is a guy who's in office for 47 years, you know, I know.
And he felt like he was a Rockefeller before he got in. He didn't have two nickels to rub together when he was elected back. He was 29 years old when he was first elected. So he didn't have a chance to make the big bucks. But he's a multimillionaire.
He's more than that now, and he lives an awfully lavish lifestyle, and no one's willing to ask a question other than you. You know, he's really the only one that's honest about it, you and a few others. But, you know, where that money came from. I mean, where did that money come from? And it's really remarkable. But, listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I mean, my father's done a great job for this nation. He's made this nation proud. He's made this nation safe. He's always backed law enforcement. He's built the greatest military in the world. He's done more than anybody has ever done in 4 years. There's no president who's ever accomplished that much in 4 years. And I really truly believe he's going to be rewarded. And I really believe that's why you have these crowds of 50,000 people. And how you see it every day, they're chanting, "We love you. We love you." Most of the time, they're chanting the exact opposite at a politician. They're chanting, This is a movement to take back our country. And people are sick and tired of seeing the American flag burn. They're sick and tired of seeing people who make $20 million a year kneel for the national anthem, meaning these athletes. They're sick and tired of seeing the Pledge of Allegiance removed from people's schools. They're sick and tired of seeing bricks thrown at law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. People love this nation. They love our flag. And that's why you see the incredible enthusiasm that's out there. And by the way, that's why I really believe that we're going to flip states like Maine and New Hampshire, which would have otherwise been out of reach for most traditional candidates.
And nobody likes driving through any big cities and some not so big cities with every storefront downtown and the strip malls boarded up because they're afraid of looting. And it's just terrible. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
I hope we can get back to normal at some point. Eric Trump, we appreciate you being with us. Best to your father, best to everybody in the family. Thank you very much for being with us. You know, I like to listen to my Raycon earbuds. Today I was listening to Dolly Dagger by Jimi Hendrix. What a great tune. It's 50 years old. You wouldn't hardly know it, though. It's so. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I like to use my Raycons to listen to music from this decade.
From this century?
Yeah. So everyone's different.
But see, I don't bother you because I just put the earbuds in.
I love Raycons, and it's definitely an improvement that you wear them, but you do sometimes hum and sing along to your songs, so we can, there's still work to be done.
Dolly Dagger. If you want to listen to your music without interrupting anybody else and just enjoying yourself, go get your Raycon wireless earbuds. They're less than half the price that the other guys charge. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Mike Tyson, and J.R. Smith are obsessed with their products. I'm sure they will listen to Dolly Dagger today, too. Give them a try. Raycon has a 40-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you, and they're super fashionable, too, without those stems or wires. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
The Car Show is brought to you in part by the Follinsbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. Do what Grace did and enjoy Kezar Lake, the foliage, and delicious food. To reserve your room, go to follinsbeeinn.com. Special rates for midweek visits.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I edition of my granddaughter. This is my son, Bo Biden, who a lot of you helped elect to the Senate in Delaware. This is my granddaughter, Natalie. This is Bo's daughter.
He said, this is Bo Biden, who you helped elect to the Senate in Delaware. Bo Biden, for one thing, is dead, has been dead for, I think, 5 years. And he was the Attorney General of Delaware. He was never elected to the Senate. But he confused his granddaughter with his late son.
And not only that, Howie, he got the wrong granddaughter when he was introducing her.
And then he introduced a granddaughter earlier today. He introduced a granddaughter as his daughter, correct? Or he said, my daughter, Maisie, and he doesn't have a daughter, Maisie.
He said, I want you to meet two of my other four children.
Children, not grandchildren.
Correct.
He also, there's a tradition among the national Democrats. They screw up George Floyd's name. Schumer called George Floyd, the guy that was killed in Minneapolis, he called him Floyd Taylor. And Nancy Pelosi called him George Kirby. And then so today, Biden came up with a new name for George Floyd, cut four.
The names of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Jacob Brake.
George Floyd instead of George Floyd. And Jacob Blake got turned into Jacob Brake. All right. This is Joe Biden's last day on the campaign trail. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets Chews. When you purchase two bags of Super Beets Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beets Chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 Chews. Hurry to www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
When will the election be called? Tonight/tomorrow morning? By the end of the week or by the end of the month?
By the end of the week.
37% say by the end of the week. 46% say tonight/tomorrow morning.
I hope that 46% is right about that. 844-500-4242. It wasn't the only thing that Joe Biden got mixed up today, calling his granddaughter his son and getting George Floyd's name bollocksed and Jacob Blake's name bollocksed up. He also started talking about Social Security and then got lost and started talking about something else. Let's play it. Cut two.
And meanwhile, Trump publicly said, if he's reelected, he's going to defund Social Security payments. The actuary at Social Security Department said if he does that, that will eliminate Medicare by 2023 after all the people rely on Medicare. It's not going to happen, by the way. We're not going to let it happen.
Can you believe Trump ever saying something like that? And then this guy is lying about it, but he can't even get the lie straight. Social Security, Medicare, something like that. He also confused generations X and Z. Cut six.
But guess what? Because we have the X generation, the Z generation.
How about the Y generation? Why are you out there talking about the X generation and the Z generation? And then he's also kind of confused about who he's been talking to. Cut seven.
Have you talked to President Trump today, sir? Or
yes,
Steve?
I have.
You have?
Have
you talked to President Trump today or Steve?
Oh, no, I thought you said you're talking about my son today. I beg your pardon. No, I haven't talked to President Trump today.
Does he have a hearing problem, too? On top of his other debilitating physical problems? 844-500-4242. Let's play the cut where he talks about the other children and then he's talking about his grandchildren and calls them his children. Cut three.
This is Natalie. Don't be silly. This is Natalie and Hunter. And I want you to meet
two of my other four children. But I want you to meet, come on, Maisie.
Maisie? I'm Howie Carr.
Hear that sound? Yes, it's the welcome sound of a commercial having nothing to do with politics. Unfortunately, it's also the sound of a Matthews carol.
Matthews Brothers makes our windows all the way up north in Belfast, Maine. Even though we're in New England, we build them to withstand a hurricane. Rain will spatter, teeth will chatter, we throw them through the flying snow and get to work. For 165 years, it's a legacy we will not shirk. We know that we're not great singers. We were told to practice, and said we did. Still, our carols sound way better than that one from Rennie's or Cars for Kids.
This seasonal return to normal commercial annoyance is brought to you by your pals at Matthews Brothers.
Matthews Brothers, Matthews Brothers, Matthews with one T. America's oldest window manufacturer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Steve Bannon. He was the campaign manager for Donald Trump back in 2016. At the end, 4 years ago, he was right in the middle of things as the votes were counted. He is now the host of War Room Pandemic, which is also, by the way, on this TV channel, Newsmax. And for Twitter, use @WarRoomPandemic, @WarRoomPandemic. Steve Bannon, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks, Howie. Thanks for having me.
How does it look to you today? How is the president going to do tonight?
Well, look, I think it's a grind. You know, this is, I think, actually tougher than 2016. I think Bill Stepien and the team have done a great job. So far, I think the turnout, the deplorables, have taken it off the shoulder of President Trump and trying to push this thing across the goal line. What I feel so far is what I felt from the beginning. This is all going to come down to Pennsylvania and or Wisconsin, but particularly Pennsylvania, particularly northeast Pennsylvania, the heavily Catholic areas around Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, those six or eight counties. It's very important the president do well. I think win northeast, overperform in the western part of the state to offset what's going to happen in Philadelphia. And, you know, it's going to come down to that. I think the president's, you know, there was a lot of pieces to put together here. I think Biden had a chance to deliver a knockout blow right after the debate, right after the president had COVID. He couldn't close in Ohio, gave a president a second life. We were able to weaponize the hard drive from hell that sent Biden, put a lid on his campaign for 10 days. President got some traction, and he's driving, he's surging. And I think Ohio and Florida, I think some of these states, Arizona, North Carolina, I think they're really turning to the president. This is going to be tight, but I think he's going to get there, and it's going to come down, I think, as I've said now for months, to Pennsylvania.
But he had enough electoral votes last time around to win without Pennsylvania, didn't he?
Well, we also had Wisconsin and Michigan. Michigan's kind of a reach. I think Wisconsin maybe, but could be tough. I don't think we'll get all three. I think the focus should have been, and we must focus on Pennsylvania. Wisconsin could come back our way. Michigan maybe. Maybe Minnesota, maybe Nevada, but those are maybes. The things I think the people felt confident about that they could represent was Ohio, Florida, then do the hold the states of Arizona, Georgia, and North Carolina, obviously Iowa, and that would lead us to have to take Pennsylvania. If you take Wisconsin and you lose Nebraska too, which I don't think we're going to be able to get Nebraska too, the suburb of Omaha, which we got last time, I think that it gets you to 269 if you get Wisconsin. In this case, though, a tie goes to the runner, so that kicks it into the House of Representatives, and in every state gets one vote. I think we should win there, but I'd like to put it away tonight or put it away over the next couple of days with Pennsylvania. They're already talking about they're not going to be able to count all the mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania until at least, I think, Friday, maybe even Saturday. This is why the president, I think, has to set the tone tonight for the narrative. He cannot allow the Rachel Maddows and the Anderson Coopers to set the narrative frame here.
Well, they're already saying that if they can get one of the alt-left networks to declare Biden the winner, he'll start acting like president-elect and, you know, naming his transition team, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, he's going to try to do that. That's part of the transition. integrity project that they've been running. They've got a lawfare component piece. And look, the president is a carnivore. That's what he's going to have to step up tonight. We're going to have to take some bold action. Now, the president's a man of bold action. Biden's going to try a lot of nonsense. They got a massive legal component to this. But only certifiable ballots count. And that's what it's got to be. And I've said this now for months and months and months. It's the reason I didn't rejoin the campaign back in June. I felt that this focus on stealing the election by the Democrats was going to be as important as getting the president to actually deliver on game day. And I think you're seeing an organized effort by the oligarchs in Silicon Valley, the mainstream media Praetorian Guard, big business, Wall Street, and the Democratic Party to try to steal this election from the deplorables. And we're going to have to go all in. We're going to go through some very choppy water here over the next couple of days and next couple of weeks, particularly if they try to designate Biden as a winner when it just doesn't justify that.
Well, now, the Republicans in Pennsylvania tried to get this case to the Supreme Court because it appears that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court just rewrote all the election law statutes to give the Democrats more time to manufacture ballots after the polls close tonight. And this was before Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in as the ninth justice. Now, I would assume the Pennsylvania Republicans or the Trump campaign is going to try to get this case back before the Supreme Court, isn't it? In Pennsylvania,
I hear there's a lot of efforts underway. We now have Glorious ACB on the court, to overrule that disaster, Roberts. And so I think their campaign and the Republican Party have a lot of different alternatives they're looking at right now. I think they're going to be very aggressive in this. I know they've been very aggressive today under a guy named Mike Roman to have poll watchers and to come up with a lot of things that the Democrats are trying to do at the polls. They had poll watchers in districts and in precincts that had never seen a Republican or never seen a Trump poll watcher before. So I think right now they're on top of it. But I got to tell you, this is going to be a minute-by-minute thing. People should strap in tonight because this is going to be, the Republic's in the balance. President Trump had the respect of the American people, enough respect for the American people to actually go on the hustings and run a campaign where he went out and made his case while Joe Biden, hid in the basement with his wife. So I think you've seen one guy who respects the American people, another guy who is obviously with this hard drive from hell. What he's done to sell himself and his family to the Chinese Communist Party is outrageous. So I think we're in for some very choppy water. That's why I think the deplorables have to get out and vote today, and then they have to have President Trump's back over the days and weeks ahead.
Before we talk about the laptop from hell, I want to ask you about Sidney Powell was on your podcast, right? And is she going to be the next director of the FBI later this week?
That's my pick. I think Ray gets fired tonight. I think Rick Grenell goes in on an interim basis. My recommendation, look, I'm the first guy to call for Ray to be fired, several weeks ago. And, knowing the FBI had this hard drive back in December, we could have avoided an impeachment. We could have focused on the pandemic. Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee. It's outrageous what's gone down on his watch. Another Chris Christie disaster. So this guy's got to go. I thought he should have been fired weeks ago. Wouldn't it change one vote? I think he'll be fired after the polls close tonight. I strongly recommend Rick Grenell going on the interim basis and clean house over there. And then Sidney Powell be put forward in President Trump's second term as his nominee to be the director of the FBI.
Let's hear the cut from Sidney Powell on your podcast, The War Room, Cut 20.
When you're FBI director, you're going to clean all this up? The American people get a commitment from you that you're going to do this?
Yes, regardless of political party, I will be a very highly equal opportunity offender.
Sidney Powell, you heard it there first.
So you think she wasn't just kidding around with you? She really thinks she's going to get the job? But that would be great as far as I'm concerned. I think it would be fantastic.
Look, I know there's a lot of people that would be pushing her, so I think she'd be a great appointment, and I think she'd get confirmed by the Senate very easily and get on with it. And I think she'd be a fabulous director, and she would clean house over there. She got common sense, she's tough as boot leather, and she's a fighter. That's what we need right now.
Let's talk about the laptop from hell. You were the one who basically got this thing, I believe, or you got parts of it from your.
Howie, why would you think that?
Well, my question is, how much is still there? I mean, from what I've heard, there's tens of thousands of documents there.
We're dumping. There's 55,000 emails and text messages and then strings against over 100,000. We're dumping primary source documents every day. wire transfers, signed joint venture agreements. There's still much to go. The Biden family crime syndicate has sold this nation out to the Chinese Communist Party and many others. But this is not about Hunter Biden. It's not about a drug addiction or a junkie that's 50-some years old. It's not about his depravity, the sexual depravity. This is about a national security risk. Joe Biden is a national security risk because he sold himself out. They've monetized access to Joe Biden. That's the Biden family's business model. Sell access to Joe Biden. And it's bad enough to do that. That's corruption. What they did is with the greatest existential threat the country's ever had, the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing. We have audios. He admits he was in business with the spy masters. He talks about it. We've got the receipts. We've got the wire transfers. We've got the signed joint ventures agreement. There's more coming out. I happen to believe a special prosecutor is going to be designated very quickly and look at this entire thing. I think Joe Biden and the family are in very, very deep trouble from a national security point of view.
Why did the FBI not do anything with this laptop for 10 months? I mean, were they holding it just like
they defended Hillary Clinton? Remember, the first defense of Hillary Clinton was against Bernie Sanders. It wasn't really Trump. It was Bernie Sanders. That was what the emails were all against that didn't come out. They will always protect the neoliberal neocon, a member of the establishment. Joe Biden is the senator from Wilmington, Delaware, which is the post office box of the global corporations. He's Wall Street's guy. He's been on the Senate Foreign Relations, the Senate Intel Committee forever. He represents the establishment. This is the establishment's last gasp. Christopher Wray and the FBI suppressed this when they've had this for 10 months. There really should be no explanation. He just should be terminated. They should put a new person in there that really backs President Trump and looks after the good of the country. Clean house at the senior levels of the FBI.
Is it possible, though, that they were thinking about using this as blackmail material on Biden?
I can't discuss it. I don't know their motives. All I know is they had it. This thing, you could spend 5 minutes in it, and you know you have something explosive.
Right.
You know you have these documents, not just that, the photographs. You can understand how the Chinese could blackmail this family so easily. The drug use, the sexual depravity. This guy was on the plane with Vice President Biden. His son was over there cutting business deals. The Bohai $1.5 billion is just the tip of it. It gets much more extensive than that. It's outrageous. The FBI obviously knew this from the first 5 minutes they had this thing. They had it back in November, December, basically of last year. They suppressed it. You got an impeachment because of that. You didn't focus on the pandemic, and Bernie Sanders is not the nominee, all because of what they didn't do with this hard drive and the laptop. And quite frankly, Ray, there shouldn't even be any questions. You just got to go, and we got to start over, and you got to get somebody in that's going to have the president's back and look out for the good of the country.
I agree. This was a disaster that Chris Christie recommended him for the job. I can't imagine it. How terrible he's been. He's been worse than Comey, I think.
I think he's been actually worse than Comey, too. And the reason is that now he's trying to run out there and arrest a few Chinese, lower-level Chinese guys and trying to make like he's a big anti-CCP guy. It's too late for that. It's too late for the misdirection plays. It's too late for, he's Mr. Anti-CCP. He had his shot. He hasn't done it. He hasn't looked out for the welfare of the country. We're still, the Chinese Communist Party is running riot over here with influence peddling, money laundering, buying off our political class, deep in bed with Wall Street, deep in bed with the universities, up in Boston, they're in every university up there.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Nobody does anything about it. Ray's got to go.
Yeah, a department chairman is indicted at Harvard. They gave $116 million to Harvard University. And MIT has gotten a lot of money. They took a lot of grief for taking money from Epstein, but there was nothing compared to what the Chinese have offered all the major universities across the country. It's amazing.
The Chinese are in deep in every aspect of American life. They bought the Vatican. They're in a deal with the Vatican, giving them billions of dollars. The Chinese Communist Party is everywhere. And they're an existential threat to the Chinese people. Remember, the reason we've got this disaster economically and this election disaster is because of the Chinese Communist Party virus. We need to hold them accountable. They're a threat to the Chinese people. They're a threat to the American people. They're a threat to all mankind.
All right. Steve Bannon, where are you going to be tonight? You going to be at the White House?
We're broadcasting. We're actually doing a broadcast in an hour. We're going to broadcast globally. We've got Chinese television partners. We've got partners all over the world. A huge broadcast tonight. People want to know this is the most important election in American history. It's the most important election in 5,000 years in China. So we've got a massive global audience of the diaspora, the Chinese. Plus, we're blowing the mainland China. We'll have people from Europe. Nigel Farage will be on. We have a massive telecast. We're going to start at 7, go all the way to about 3 in the morning. So,
okay.
We're going to be calling this. We've got a great data analytics team that's going to be popping up some surprises. A very populist nationalist broadcast tonight.
Okay, where can people get it?
Just Google War Room. Just Google War Room Pandemic. Go to our website. Go to at War Room Pandemic, at War Room 2020. Just click on. It'll be live stream. It'll be up on television stations throughout the world. Real America's Voice will be live streaming. It'll be everywhere.
Okay, Steve Bannon, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it, and thanks for your insight. And thanks for getting the laptop from hell. Thanks. If you haven't watched Bill O'Reilly's Money Message by going to HowieCarrShow.com and clicking on the Bill O'Reilly banner, then do it today. One network refused to run it because of its, quote, conservative nature, unquote. That's outrageous, so we are doing all we can to get the message out to you. It's important now more than ever to look at where your money is and not put your head in the sand. Bill O'Reilly is calling Oxford Club Chief Investment Strategist Alexander Green, one of the nation's top financial minds. They square off in this controversial money message. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. See O'Reilly and Green as they discuss why nearly 2,000 Americans are becoming millionaires daily, and how you can dramatically increase your wealth, too. Through a special discount offer, you'll also receive a copy of O'Reilly's United States of Trump best-selling book. Supplies are limited and disappearing fast. So act today, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today. HowieCarrShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
I had a job at a nice country club kind of pool as a lifeguard. I wanted to work on the east side because I knew I played ball with a lot of great black athletes, but I didn't know them. We knew each other. We were friends, but I didn't know them. And it was a great education. It was like the Green Mile, you know, you see the movie?
The Green Mile's about prison, isn't it? Isn't it about death row? And what is it with the nice country club type pool?
It's also a Stephen King novel.
But didn't he say before that he was at some public pool and made it sound like it was just some kind of hard scrabble pool in a tough urban neighborhood? Now it's turned into a nice country club type pool. Is it the same pool? Taylor, do we know?
I don't.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what Joe Biden speaks? Listen, you just heard Steve Bannon. If you're in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, get out and vote. Get out and vote anywhere you are. You know, if we could flip a couple of these states like New Hampshire and Nevada, get the second district in Maine, it would make it a lot less. We wouldn't have to rely on Pennsylvania, and this thing could be over tonight. That's what we want, is it to be over tonight. 844-500-4242. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi. I just like to find out where they poll people or how they do that, because I definitely don't fit the norm. I'm 67 years old. I'm disabled. I'm the widow of a 24-year Army veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm living in Maricopa County, Arizona.
Right.
Which has the Kelly and the McSally race going.
Right. Have you been polled?
Wisconsin. So, no, I haven't.
Do you have a landline?
Yes.
I would think they'd be giving you a call because fewer and fewer people have landlines. Would you answer if someone called and started asking you questions, you know, McSally, Kelly, Trump, Biden, would you answer the questions or would you hang up?
No, I would answer.
Okay. Yeah, they,
I just wanted to say that I broke with my family up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because they're diehard Democrats. They don't understand that it's not the same party. And I am not Republican, though I did vote straight Republican last week.
I'm so non-party.
So do I fit any of the norms or polling? A 67-year-old woman.
I guess you're a reformed Democrat or a recovering Democrat, but or you're an independent now. I don't know how you'd be described. I think they'd like to talk to you if they ever called you up, Debbie. Especially since you'd take the call. More and more people won't take the calls. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill. Oh, we're out of time. Sorry about that. Everybody hang on. We'll take more calls on the radio part of the program. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Talking about ED isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie.